Listening, Part 4. Practice Task. Exercise 1. You will hear part of a radio interview with a bookseller called Paula Adams, who is talking about selling children's books. For questions 1 to 3, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the interview twice.
Today on our programme about current social issues around gender, I'm talking to Paula Adams, a bookseller who specialises in children's books. Paula, how do you feel about the way children's books are often marketed?
Well, my livelihood depends on marketing and selling books, and I want people to buy as many as possible. If a book is labelled as being for girls or boys, it makes it clearer for me to categorise and put onto shelves with similar books. That means it's much easier for shoppers to find and buy when they're browsing. In fact, if books have also got covers that are coloured blue or pink, so much the better from my point of view.
Don't you think consumers can make their own minds up about what books they buy?
Many of my books are bought as gifts, often by people who don't have much contact with kids directly, so they may not make the right choice. When these people shop for a book, they don't browse through all those on offer. They go straight for the target market of the book they want. That is, boys or girls. So, if that's what they want, I know I have to give them the support they obviously require. If they look online, they'll certainly search with those words, not by title or author.
But what about the argument that you're cutting children off from learning about the whole world by doing this?
Well, I agree that not all boys like the kinds of things we think they do, football, cars and so on, and not all girls want to read about princesses, but you have to understand that as a sweeping generalisation, the opposite tends to be true. I don't want to perpetuate a stereotype and seem to be promoting traditional gender roles, but I have to accept what I see as a fact, which is there's no other possibility to keep everyone happy. People may try to pretend that boys and girls share the same interests, but they really don't.
Thanks, Paula. There's a lot to think about there for everyone, I'm sure. Today on our programme about current social issues around gender, I'm talking to Paula Adams, a bookseller who specialises in children's books. Paula, how do you feel about the way children's books are often marketed?
Well, my livelihood depends on marketing and selling books, and I want people to buy as many as possible. If a book is labelled as being for girls or boys, it makes it clearer for me to categorise and put onto shelves with similar books. That means it's much easier for shoppers to find and buy when they're browsing. In fact, if books have also got covers that are coloured blue or pink, so much the better from my point of view.
Don't you think consumers can make their own minds up about what books they buy?
Many of my books are bought as gifts, often by people who don't have much contact with kids directly, so they may not make the right choice. When these people shop for a book, they don't browse through all those on offer. They go straight for the target market of the book they want. That is, boys or girls. So, if that's what they want, I know I have to give them the support they obviously require. If they look online, they'll certainly search with those words, not by title or author.
But what about the argument that you're cutting children off from learning about the whole world by doing this?
Well, I agree that not all boys like the kinds of things we think they do, football, cars and so on, and not all girls want to read about princesses, but you have to understand that as a sweeping generalisation, the opposite tends to be true. I don't want to perpetuate a stereotype and seem to be promoting traditional gender roles, but I have to accept what I see as a fact, which is there's no other possibility to keep everyone happy. People may try to pretend that boys and girls share the same interests, but they really don't.
Thanks, Paula. There's a lot to think about there for everyone, I'm sure.